Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Nerds Radio Network. I'm Aaron Nova, and the name of this show is Iray's Radio. Holler at me.
Damn.
That was pretty good.
Fuck.
Man.
Feeling it. That's that whiskey, man.
So this is going to be our... last week we had a debut episode, but I feel like this is the episode.
This is the episode. This is the first episode exclusively for them.
This is exclusively for those listening.
Shout out for them.
Shout outs to Wrestling Nerds Radio.
Shout out.
That was a cool opportunity because they were like, look at these boys.
Doing job, brother.
I'll tell you what.
Ronnie Bad Jr. Introduce them, man. Tell them. Tell them who you got. Yes. Hey, man.
Hey, who are you?
I'm fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wait
if I
a minute.
Be.
Hold what? On. This is not the Stone Cold. The Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Stone Cold Steve. They started selling that beer in Georgia, so I'm about to head out that way and get me some brewskis,
brother. I gotta order it. Why don't I remember shit?
Deodorant. My yes. wife says that.
I don't
you
know
have deodorant? And I was like, I didn't order anything.
What?
She's like, did you get deodorant? And I was like, I haven't ordered anything. Deodorant. And I was like, oh, deodorant.
Oh, yes.
Help me out.
So I'm Aaron Nova, Captain Aaron Nova.
I'm Isaiah Reyes, the captain.
The captain of party. I'm Rod, and I like to party.
Yeah, I'm just Iray's Radio, Iray's Photography.
Iray's Radio, Iray's Photography. Like us on Facebook, Iray's Photography. Get an appointment. Get some pictures. You're ugly.
You're ugly. Yeah, yeah, you ugly.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi. You ugly.
Yeah, you ugly.
So go
who's
to
our third chair?
And our special guest
let
tonight.
Let him say it. He's got it. I want you to give us.
Go ahead. Mic check. Okay. No, guys. Santos here. XO _ the chosen one. Actor, streamer. Aaron's ass whooper.
Wow.
Oh, give me a
this
hell.
This got extreme.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Why do people come on this show? Oh, okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Pugs on this.
I'm not going to. Oh, hell yeah, that. So. Cause you can't beat me. I know that for a fact. I won 100 fights. I fight. All
dude,
right?
It's like those dudes. Like I think I posted about it a couple years ago. Like you ever had somebody like? Did you guys go to school here in Florida?
Yes,
I did.
Okay.
A year.
Well, you did a couple years here.
A year.
You ever somebody come from out of town and they're like undefeated in fighting?
Me,
I've
absolutely.
Never lost a fight.
Goldberg.
It's Goldberg. Like yo, yeah, you're like undefeated in. Street fighting,
the streak.
Like you went to school.
Streak fighter.
Yo, son, they call me Kimbo Slice,
the streak
from
fighter.
The streets.
They just come over here, and it's always the New Yorker suit.
Damn, I'm insulted.
Jersey, just
wow. Yeah.
I came from there too.
Yeah, man.
Take your glasses off when you talk to me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I've never
I can't
lost
see
a fight.
Shit.
Nah, I don't lose fights. I lose friends.
Never lost a fight ever.
Lose friends.
People are dramatic when they come to town. I don't
always,
know, but I feel like. High school is like wrestling. I don't know. You need a character. What was
you
your
do.
Character in high school?
What
was your gimmick, brother? Your fullygimmick.com/ get an Aaron Nova shirt.
Brother, fullygimmick.com. You can get all the t-shirts, all the merch you need.
Yeah, you can get a fully Captain gimmick. Aaron Nova shirt, Captain Aaron Nova Christmas ornament, Captain Aaron Nova hat, Captain Aaron Nova, Captain Aaron Nova.
That hat is fire.
It is. It is.
Man. I got me a Daniel's Darling Starling shirt.
How fucking dare you?
I've never bought a shirt, brother. I think I might have purchased yours. I don't know if you just gave it to me.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
Yeah, okay. So this is the first shirt I've ever purchased.
We were both shirtless.
No, Hunter Law. I purchased
Damn
Hunter
it.
Law's shirt.
Oh, my God.
I did purchase that.
Does he have shirts on Fully Gimmicked?
He does, yeah.
Damn it. Hunter Law is not our third chair.
Do you guys know who runs Fully Gimmicked?
Yes.
Who's that?
A stud.
Okay.
Super stud.
Fucking stud.
He's got good hair, too.
Great hair. And he'll beat your ass, too.
I like how you made that known. Literally, hey, let's play our cards on the goddamn table.
Say who it is before I retaliate.
Oh, shit. Go ahead.
It's Biden, baby. That's who it is.
He's the man.
It was me all along, Austin.
So shout out to Zach Romero for putting us on.
I fucking love him.
And providing like
another platform.
Yeah.
Not only another platform, but like what the contributions he makes to the independent wrestling community.
Oh, fuck. That's a whole different story.
That's just,
an episode.
We're trying to get Zach Romero on here. So, Zach, if you're ever listening, please come. We're saving
Pause.
Up.
Pause.
Go ahead.
Watch out.
Pause.
Yeah. You said please.
Yeah, I said please come.
Watch out, brother.
Please come, Zach Romero.
Kids listen to this show, bro.
They do.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait.
What? I tell you
what? I tell you. I'm looking at the camera. You saw me looking at the camera? That's, hey, brother, I looked at the camera. I'm
that's look at that. We're doing something different. We're not recording
this. Weird. I looked at the camera like an idiot.
That's
hard cam.
That's the game, baby. Yeah. That's what we do. We're cameramen.
No one's got my back, brother. What's y'all doing?
Back. I got your back because that's what we're just so conditioned to working that hard cam.
You're giving me your back.
Oh shit!
Why are you leaning forward? Nobody's.
I was looking at our guest.
I'm not fucking over that. Jesus. Bro, he's
like, oh my God. So Zach Romero, we love you. Please come on the show, please. I'm begging you. We'll pay. Our dollar menu budget here.
Absolutely.
We'll do what it needs to be done to get you on this show. Mm-hmm. But right now we got the actor.
Santos. The gamer.
Santos Torres.
XO _ the chosen one.
Why do you feel you're the chosen one? Did you beat Neo?
Tell him.
Actually, I did.
Were you in the Matrix?
I did. Neo.
Twice.
Spoiler alert, he died.
Ooh.
He did?
He's still alive, though.
But he's still alive. Yeah. Well, he's in Matrix 4.
But take all right, out. So like Drew McIntyre, did you beat Drew McIntyre?
Twice. I can't beat Drew McIntyre.
No, he's a beast.
That's a beast.
He is.
I mean, Drew McIntyre. Like, the beast when a man's special is called the Claymore. It's like, ooh. Do you know what a Claymore is?
That
is
yeah.
Come on.
And then he followed it with a kick, which is even more. Like, he could have just called it the Claymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Claymore kick.
The Claymore. Yeah. I kick Claymores. Because I think it's of like insane. Modern Warfare 2. Somebody puts a Claymore down, but that Claymore with the two little red lasers pointing out.
Fire.
What absolutely. If they tied it to somebody's boot and they just ran and kicked you with it?
You're gonna.
You would both die.
Both of you are dead.
Well, I won't die. My leg might.
No, you're gonna die.
How disappointing is it getting killed by a claymore?
Do you know what a claymore
that is? And Call of Duty, that is the most annoying thing ever. Just running into a room.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I used when I was sniping the room behind me. Just
well, of course, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're good
and
to go.
Came in, it's
golden, brother.
That is it's sound strategy.
Claymore kick.
What we're gonna do today is. This is today. This is a championship series, brother.
We're all because officially this is the first audio episode only. So we all took our pants off.
Yes.
And decided, you know,
none of us have pants on right now. We're sitting on these cold seats. Our
chairs.
Delicious, smooth butt cheeks are pressed against these chairs.
Whoa.
So we're gonna do this championship series.
I'm excited.
If you watched iReyes Radio Live on Facebook, like you should be doing every week, every Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Sunday. Aaron Nova, Isaiah Reyes, Santos Torres Jr. step inside our steel cage.
So what we do with championship series is we take a universe, particular universe. For example, we did Pokemon.
That was fire.
So we did,
man. You did Smash Brothers too.
Yes, we did Pokemon and Smash Brothers. Those are the only two so far. If you go on Facebook.com and look them up, what we do with we'll classify. We did Generation 1 Pokemon. So, for example, Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, and Venusaur. So Bulbasaur being the opener, Ivysaur being the mid-carder, and then Venusaur being the main event. We classify them on like a wrestling card. And then we do that. We did that for all 151 Pokemon. And then afterwards, what we would do is we would assign our champions, individual champions, to our Pokey promotion. So, for example, my heavyweight champion was obviously Charizard. Charizard's he's the draw.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I can't front on that.
He's up there.
I almost booed you, but I was like, you know what?
Nah, you can't boo Charizard. He's the main event. He's the Goldberg.
They don't let Charizard go.
Yeah. Nah, you can't. You can't. And Pikachu's Rey Mysterio, he was main event.
Okay, I agree with that too. That.
Yeah.
Can you give me a can you give me a Pikachu?
Pika.
Fuck.
That was my Pokemon.
I thought you were gonna go for it. Hold on. Santos has got deep voice. Oh. Give me a Pikachu, brother.
Let me get that sexy Pikachu.
Come on.
Pikachu.
Is it Pikachu after smoking cigars and dipping? He's like, Pikachu.
Pikachu after puberty.
Fuck, man.
Pikachu.
I can't even fake that. My throat hurts.
Pikachu.
That was like Venusaur and Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yo, Venusaur does have a deep ass voice though.
So
that's intense.
Venacho.
Born and grown man.
So championship series.
Let's go.
What series do you feel you're knowledgeable on? You're a gamer, dog.
Everything, man.
Gamer. Oh, he knows things.
I can offer some insight on a lot of things.
Let's go.
What's your favorite like universe series?
I mean, I don't think enough people know about it. It's probably Metal Gear Solid or Star Wars. You know,
Fuck, I don't know any of them, but I'm willing to play.
Metal Gear's not that good, so I won't say Metal Gear.
Take it easy.
Bring the hands. Bring the hands.
My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for today.
No, it's not.
Until next week.
No, it is not. All right, hold on.
This
man lost his mind.
Metal Gear Solid is overrated?
It's good.
I'm about to take the mic out your hand, brother.
I tell you what,
I started playing that game when I was a youngin', and it used to go rimp.
But it's just not an extensive, like, a universe. Like, Solid Snake, obviously, is your main guy.
I hear what you're saying.
That's the guy you know.
I guess I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
You can make a whole universe of Metal Gear Solid.
I guess it's like Call of Duty is the same way, because the only guy I know from Call of Duty is Ghost.
And right. I barely know Ghost. Yeah. I just know as...
I know of him.
I mean, in Call of Duty, nobody knows Ghost either.
Yeah, because that's part of his character, brother. What's wrong with you?
He's a ghost.
I'm a ghost.
Casper, the friendly ghost? Damn it! Why is my wiener so tiny?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here all week. Book Aranova, professional wrestler and stand-up comedic.
Book Isaias Reyes. I Reyes Photography. I Reyes Radio. Yes. Every week, every fucking Friday
Get photos
night.
Done. Are you getting headshots done by I Reyes Photography?
Soon.
Do it now. What's up?
Do it before January. So
why not right
Let's
now?
Let's go.
I'll be handing them up soon.
My camera's juiced
right
up. Let's go, brother.
How much is it? I'll pay for it.
I'll do it for free right now.
Let's go. You're ready here, man. We're going to take a free shot after the show.
Because you're going to like all of them. You're going to be like, damn, how much are the other ones? That's how I get them, brother.
If you like this show,
give me a hell yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Oh.
Oh, hell yeah. That was the wrong board.
If you share Wrestling Nerds Radio and you share Iris Radio and promote us or tell us your favorite part of the episode, that proves that you actually listen to the show.
If you do that, I'll give you a discount on your next shoot. I'll tell you what.
You get a free photo.
One free photo.
And a discount on your show. Just one. Hey, you get one. You got to pay for the other one.
Pay for the remainder photos. Yeah, of course. You know, the booking fee is separate.
Yeah, when you see his photos, you're like,
Because let me tell you, I tell you, Flakers, okay? So I'm starting to charge a $25 booking fee. Unfortunately, I didn't want to do that before, but now I'm starting to do it because
absolutely
people flake on me, man, and that's a whole day.
The under flaker.
Man, so $25 booking fee. It goes towards your purchase, you know, but let's put that out there.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. That's somebody's time.
Santos has got good skin, too, so his photos will be fire.
You used to work at a...
He used to work at Kiehl's.
Yeah, he used to work at a skincare thing, like a...
Skincare location.
Really?
The
Fuck, y'all need to see this guy. If y'all can't see his face right now, it's because you're listening to the podcast via MP3.
But you can see him live and in living color on XO_
The Chosen One.
Monday through Fridays, he's streaming video games.
Monday through Thursday. You definitely said that.
Monday through Thursday. Friday.
Man, one guy.
I'm sorry, I got fired up. Friday's the Neat and Rocks podcast, also on iRiz Photography. iRaze Radio.
7 p.m. Friday nights. iRaze Radio on Facebook Live.
I'm drinking a glass. I don't drink.
I'm done.
Well, I drink a lot. I'm an alcoholic. I'm battling depression right now. But here's a glass of whiskey right now. I started drinking because I love the show so much.
Yes.
Could you believe that I'm on iRaze Radio Network.
He still doesn't have a t-shirt.
I don't have a t-shirt. That sucks. But it's all right because
everybody's got a price.
I'm going on fullygimmick.com and I'm buying a Wrestling Nerds Radio Network shirt.
Well,
holler at me.
I tell you what, man. Maybe they'll get some Neat and Rocks podcast shirts on there. I don't know.
For those who don't know, what is Wrestling Nerd?
Wrestling Nerd. Oh, fuck.
Wrestling Nerds Radio.
Let's talk about wrestling.
Elaborate.
Let's talk about Wrestling Nerds Radio.
I love Wrestling Nerds Radio.
First and foremost, Hunter Law is the internet champion, and I think Hunter Law absolutely sucks.
Love you, Hunter.
He doesn't mean that. I hate you, Hunter. Just know that always.
So fucking cool.
Wrestling Nerds Radio is just like...
What's that? It's the greatest thing of all time, man.
I thought that's
Wrestling Nerds Radio is possibly a gift to all wrestling nerds. No pun intended. You know what I mean? So
who is that?
That's Dan from Neat and Rocks podcast. So after this, we're going to have a nice little barbecue.
Oh, yeah, barbecuing today?
Mm-hmm.
I got to do a ring.
Do it and come back afterwards.
Okay, send me the location. And then 7, I got to go to a show. I'm booked up.
Words.
So I haven't been home.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I'm fucking miserable and I haven't been home all week and it's fucking driving me nuts. So, Santos, man, what's your series? Pick a series right now. Say anything right now.
Pick or choose a series.
Let Isaiah pick a series.
No, I'm asking you. Fuck Isaiah. I'm telling you.
No knowledge of anything.
All right, let's go. Do you want to do Nickelodeon? No, we just did Nickelodeon, low-key.
Let's do something. Let's change the game. We tell them one thing, but we're going to do another thing.
You know what?
Say Mortal Kombat.
Let's feed into your shenanigans. Saturday morning cartoons. Let's do that.
The golden era. Okay. Saturday morning cartoons. So we got to go with the Saturday morning wars, which was Fox Kids versus WB.
WB all day.
Kids WB. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pick a side. Were you WCW or WWF? Which one? You were WB Kids?
WB Kids, man.
Really?
Absolutely.
I was more Fox Kids.
Fox was good, too, but I mean, it's just...
What was WB Fox? WB
had so many bangers.
Was Fox like Static Shock and all that stuff?
No, I think that was WB.
WB was Fox.
WB was
WB was... Static Shock. Static Shock.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, like,
they had like Justice League and stuff like a couple of
Animaniacs.
Shows. But their draw, their main draw was
Goldberg.
I think it was Animaniacs.
Pokemon.
What, WB?
Kids WB had Pokemon.
Did they?
Yeah, it was, yeah, sure? But it wasn't. You can't give. That's, you know what,
that's
that
like
is?
TNA on AEW.
Yeah. Pokemon was the main franchise.
No, it didn't. It didn't lift up WB. No,
yes,
way.
It did.
No,
it didn't. It's the same way as like the draw for Fox Kids was Power Rangers.
You're wrong again.
See, come on, okay, man.
All right, we're not doing this.
Saturday morning.
Did you never watch like the Batman animated series or anything like that?
I didn't watch it on Kids WB. I watched it on Cartoon Network.
On the lunch table,
your
going,
family hates you,
man. Can you believe TNT made such a great movie like Scarface?
Oh shit!
So let me type up. I'm gonna look up Kids WB lineup.
If Pokemon is on there, I will eat a shoe right now.
I'm 95% certain you're wrong that Pokemon was not on
there. This was my life, just so you know.
Look at him. Lucha. Oh, I remember that one.
Oh, Tiny Toons was a
Tiny. Oh, fucking loved it. It's weird. I don't see any Pokemon.
It's coming. It's coming.
I knew you were wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm telling you. It was there.
Brother. I'm old, brother.
All right, hold on.
He's going to the depth charts. Look at him.
Former programming. Is this alphabetical? No,
Alfred Hitchcock.
I knew you were smoking dick.
I knew it. Look at him.
There's no way. I knew you were wrong. In
programming
every
for kids.
What's that?
Can you say that out loud for the people in the back?
Bro, you dug into the deepest part of Wikipedia. After a certain point, it's not.
They used
anymore.
To play Pokemon on Kids WB.
Okay, but it was an addition. It wasn't the original.
No, yes, it was the original.
So why didn't it show up immediately?
Listen, man, because you know.
Let me ask you this: Dragon Ball Z, was it on Toonami or Cartoon Network?
Toonami was on Cartoon Network.
We're gonna give Cartoon Network credit.
That robot guy was fire.
Toonami, 5 o'clock was Dragon Ball Z. Everybody knows that.
After school, brother, run straight home.
After school, brother. All right, so
watching sit there for like 5 minutes. All right,
so we're gonna go through down these series.
We're gonna switch it up.
Okay, so you think? Would you consider Kids WB WCW?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, okay. But a strong WCW when they were winning.
Okay, so we're gonna go David with Arquette the WCW. We're gonna go with the WCW champion. So it's gonna be the heavyweight champion, Big Gold, your United States champion, television champion, cruiserweight champion, and your tag team champions.
Okay.
All right. So let's start from the bottom.
Are you just looking up the people right now?
I just want like a nice picture of
everybody.
The programming.
I hear you.
Let's go with the year 1999 programming.
I was doing hood rat shit.
1999. I was getting
I was at least what? I was what, 9 years old, maybe.
I don't really God, I forgot one. About the tension. Jesus.
Ooh. All right. So
my mom used to hate Scrappy the Squirrel.
Scrappy.
So,
Pinky the Brain.
Damn,
I don't think there's enough NWB to class, like, pick out so many champions like decisively.
Yeah, man.
I really don't.
You got to have like maybe two titles.
Exactly.
If that, man.
Then why are you having trouble looking for it? Look at
go,
you.
Go, hey, go on Nickelodeon, man.
Just yeah, Nickelodeon would be easier.
There's, a banger. There's so many bangers we haven't even talked about.
Yeah. WB, we're already on this topic. We're doing it. So I need you to pick somebody from each individual programming.
If we could find it.
Just somebody. Okay, I'll go F myself.
Yeah, because look at you're struggling right now.
No, I'm not struggling. Let's just go back to the first list I had. Back the shit up off me, dog. All right, let's go from this list here.
That's not even that great of a list.
This is
what? It isn't.
It's all right.
I already got some of my champions. All right, so who would be your cruiserweight champion?
I don't remember. You're the only one with the list.
All right.
What are you, Chris Jericho?
Yeah. I can't even pick out a cruiserweight champion. There was nothing that was like, maybe from like European champion and up. Like I would go like Freakazoid, like us television.
Freakazoid would be my.
Freakazoid's got the 24/7 title, baby.
Freakazoid's my United States champion.
Wow. That's too much credit. Wow. Way too much he's credit.
Awesome. He's awesome.
I maybe watched like 7 episodes of that show in total.
Okay. Freakazoid's my pick. Freakazoid's
awesome. I watched more of the Lucha
That's
Kid.
That's insane. You gave me the United States title?
Oh, you're giving fucking credit to everybody. He never paid his dues, brother.
Freakazoid was awesome, man. He was. That was a great cartoon. Who? My Cruiserweight champion from Kids WB.
Actually, you know, I'm going to go the Jackie Chan show. There you go.
Okay. Oh, that's actually man.
Who from the Jackie Chan show?
Hold up, man.
See, we making a
I can't believe he just said that.
Who from the Jackie Chan show?
Jackie Chan, baby.
So
I watched that.
So Jackie
times.
Chan's your United States champion.
No, he's my cruiserweight. Champion.
He's my cruiserweight.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
He's, you know, the thing about it is, like, remember, cruiserweight for a while was like one of the most exciting divisions. It's
Yeah. It was the underdog. It was
just. It's just not the main event.
It was the show that you were still watching when you still had time, like, to go to and get ready to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was still on. You just had that little bit of time. You're like, you know what? I'm just stick around and watch, see what we got here. You know?
Jackie Chan Adventures will be my television champion. So I got Freakazoid and I got Jackie Chan Adventures.
It's better choice.
Freakazoid did not pay his dues, bro.
Man,
watch out. What's wrong with you?
Freakazoid is Tyson Kidd. He was almost there.
Almost.
Wow, come on.
Never made it, brother.
Jade was the kid. Uncle! Human boy, so who was your cruiserweight champion?
Mucha Lucha.
Yes, yeah, so the character on that one, I forget. I remember the Flea.
I watched it only because I was a wrestling fan, and it was tough to watch, don't get me wrong, because it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
But it was wrestling related, so I stuck through it, you know, because I'm a true fan.
Yeah, wrestling rules. So
yeah.
Let's see, I forgot what was his name on Mucha Lucha.
But it felt a lot like that. What's that wrestling game? Guacamole or something like that?
I love guacamole.
Ultraman Muscle?
Yeah, guacamole, like it's straight. I enjoyed the fact that guacamole? You could do wrestling moves. Yeah. In a 2D platformer, but it just wasn't to me like super impressive. It was fun to get through, but
So
I wouldn't play a part two.
Lucha. What was the character's names though? I know there was Buena Girl. There was the Flea.
I only one I remember
Ricochet.
Is the Flea. What?
Ricochet was the main character.
Was he?
What?
Not the wrestler Ricochet. His name, the kid with the red and blue mask, was Ricochet.
Was it really Ricochet?
I didn't see it enough too.
Are they not going after WWE for this?
No, but it was with a K.
Oh.
So yeah.
Ricochet. They spelled
Ricochet,
it wrong.
Yeah. The Flea. Yeah, so he was
the
that
was
one.
Fire.
So which one is it? Ricochet is your cruiserweight champ?
No, fuck no, the Flea.
The Flea. Yes, yeah. The Flea was awesome. And your cruiserweight was Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan.
You stupid. No, I'm kidding. All right, I'm kidding.
Kill him.
So, all right, so let's
go.
So
you're
go
going up. Based on characters in the show, not actual show?
No, not the whole show itself, just the characters.
I thought you were categorizing like by show.
There's too many, good characters on a show. Like if you say Pokemon, yeah, there's Ash, but there's also Poliwrath.
I'm being super biased. Just whatever I liked.
Yeah. Yeah, what stuck out? What stuck out?
Because, like, if you ask me, like, who the heavyweight champion is, it's clearly Batman. Like, without question. Like,
I'm not animated series, brother.
You just have to. Yeah. It's one of those things. But see, you just said that, like, the same feeling you get about John Cena and Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
It's like they won the title again. Ah. Oh,
that is the only series Spider-Man that I actually purchased.
But Spider-Man, this is spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah. It's
but this
amazing.
Is, this was way later.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, Spider-Man was because it was on Fox Kids,
right?
Spider-Man and then Spider-Man 2099 was on Fox Kids.
On WB was the Amazing Spider-Man.
The Spectacular.
Yes. Spectacular.
Spectacular. Which has the best intro ever. Batman.
Where was the X-Men series on?
X-Men Evolution was on WB.
No, the old X-Men.
The original
Fox
X-Men?
Kids.
Fox Kids. Fuck, okay. Yeah.
So my who was my heavyweight champion? Well, let's who's your tag team champions?
Teen Titans.
Off rip.
Any mix of the Animaniacs?
Oh, Free Bird Rule. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's yours? I got Ozzy and Drix.
I said Teen Titans, but I'm gonna take that back because I just saw Tiny Toons.
Ooh.
I used to watch a lot of Tiny Toons.
I wanna put Tiny Toons higher though.
I know, right?
Tiny Toons is so
fire. I wanna give him Intercontinental. Yeah,
WCW title, so it's the United States champion.
Tiny Toons are like the NWO.
They really are.
God, they really are. They're so good.
Man.
See, if we would have went Nickelodeon, like I would have went Rocket Power, like as tag team champion.
As tag team, but which one specifically?
I ain't gonna don't put me that. Don't you do that to me.
Well, no, it's Twister and Otto was the... Well, Squid was that one.
No, Squid, yeah, the nerd.
Oh, so you want him and Otto? Oh, that's unique. That's the Rock and Sock connection.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so mine's is Ozzy and Drix. Who you had?
If you want to take
but
a
I would put, I mean...
Take a look at that.
See, that list is weird because they have Scooby-Doo on there, but...
They do.
Nobody remembers Scooby-Doo in WB either.
Oh, shit. They also have Batman Beyond, and I truly don't remember watching much Batman
Beyond.
Yeah,
I remember
Beyond.
Watching that on WB.
I know it was cool, but I didn't watch much of it.
Oh man, you got to see Return of Joker.
Tiny Toon Adventures, did they have they didn't have Elmira, was it?
Who?
Or was that from Animaniacs? Elmira, the little bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's see. They have Buster Bunny, Babs Bunny, Plucky Duck.
Monty.
Montana.
He's a million dollar man.
Yes.
Montana Max.
Montana Max was fire. Yes. That's who it was.
Montana Max, Jesus.
Brother, he was Ted DiBiase.
He was.
Everybody's got a price.
But it's weird because they're like, WB sometimes will like, they have their cartoons in the same universe.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like Pinky and the Brain, that girl.
Yes.
I think would interact with him.
They did crossover.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I wasn't going crazy. I saw her on Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
So I had Ozzy and Drix. You had the Animaniacs. Free Bird Rule.
Any mix of the Animaniacs.
What you had? You had Tiny Toons, right?
I'm gonna go. I love Animaniacs, but I think Tiny Toons because I think Tiny Toons originally introduced me to Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm.
So my television champion was the Jackie Chan Adventures.
How are you still on television champion?
I'm going up the list. So I
we just did the television champion
tag team. Who was your television champion?
Nova's out here dividing.
I'm following the order. So our listeners, our beautiful viewers.
I'm surprised you said Freakazoid. Like,
Freakazoid was fire.
Like, you gave me shit for liking Dolph Ziggler. Can you pick Freakazoid?
Freakazoid was fire. He's my United States champion. So who is your television championship pick?
I don't even remember anymore.
I hate you.
I hate you so much.
I hate you.
You ain't shit.
Man, Cubics. I remember Cubics.
Don't say Men in Black was good.
It was not good. No, okay. That was actually a really nasty cartoon. I didn't like that. Ozzy and Drix was fire. Batman Beyond is cool.
Regular Teen Titans.
I think Batman Beyond.
Yeah, Teen Titans Go is fire. I still watch that.
I'm going to say that. Unpopular opinion. I like Teen Titans Go better than regular Teen Titans.
I still watch
that's
it, man.
Bizarre. Yeah. That's bizarre.
I watched the movie.
Dude, Teen Titans Go is so fire.
I watched the movie. I was like, is that Deadpool? I'm not Deadpool.
Like, I like the fact that Teen Titans Go treated them more like kids than like Teen Titans treated them like stressed out teenagers. Like, we get it. Like,
I was a stressed out teenager watching that shit.
Show me. Show me.
This is me.
I like Teen Titans Go a lot more than I do regular Teen Titans. I just do.
Stress yourself.
So I had Jackie Chan television. I had Freakazoid in my United States. And my world champion.
There's no argument. It's Batman.
This list would have been easier with Cartoon Network would have worked too.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network would have been
there's
fantastic.
A lot of shit on here that I don't even remember watching.
We could probably give you a quick list in like 10 seconds about Cartoon Network champions.
Easy. I think the draw for me on WB Kids was Pokemon, so I'm gonna go with Ash.
That's not fair.
This went south really quick. Wow. So we're gonna wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to tune in. We don't know when do these episodes air. When did the last one air?
I think it was maybe a Tuesday or something like that.
So tune in to the next day it airs. We'll have a certified answer when we pay attention to our own shit. We're terrible. This is why Zach saved us.
He helped us,
we were lost. We were the lost boys.
Yeah.
But tune in every Friday. Go to iRay's Photography, iRay's Radio, and like, share.
XO under the chosen one.
And tell me what's your WB Kids WCW champions. Because these guys clearly don't know. They didn't watch cartoons. I have a talisman, too.
I'm 35. I've watched plenty of cartoons.
Yes.
So give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yes.
Until next time, guys.
So until next time, and thank you for our lovely guest coming out, Santos Torres Jr. Santos, where can we find you again? At
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook Gaming, YouTube now, actually. My YouTube channel's hot. Fire. XO underscore the chosen one, man. If you like gaming, talking.
Oh, yeah, shit. Absolutely.
I can do.
Thank you for coming out, man. Everybody follow us at Aranova. Check us out. Check Isaiah's out. Get a photo shoot. Check out XO underscore the chosen one. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Check out his games. Check everything. Yo, support everybody, man. Get
everybody,
it together.
Everybody, man. iRay's Radio, iRay's Photography, XO under the chosen one, Aaron the Captain Nova.
FullyGimmick.com.
FullyGimmick.com. Buy it.